views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hola, mi amigos. I am live from Punta Cana right now on my honeymoon. And guess what? I know most of you who are tuning in, if you've been with me since January, you have known that I was leading up to my wedding day. And I was absent last week for our live show because guess what? Last week I got married. So it's official. It happened. We're overjoyed. His name is Adam. And and now we're sitting here celebrating. So right now the window's open, palm trees are flowing. So if you live in the Northeast and we're still on the tail end of winter, you can live a little vicariously through me and listen to the sound of the ocean waves and the palm trees. It's amazing. By the way, Hard Rock Punta Cana, you're amazing. If you want to advertise on my show, I'll boost you all day long. Okay, so let's talk about what we're talking about today. And I think it's very apropos because it's about love. As a health and wellness and life coach, love totally comes into my practice with my clients all the time. And it makes a huge impact on the way we do everything, usually. You know, our relationship to food, how we feel about ourselves can tie a lot to partnership with other people or our worth. For example, I will never forget, I had a really, really toxic relationship with understanding love and my worth when I first started dating. I'm a heterosexual woman. When I was in high school and college, I dated a lot of not so nice guys. And it's not necessarily their fault. I'm not even blaming them. It's what I accepted because it's what I thought I deserved. And I will never forget, there was a moment in my life where I went on this last, you know, makeshift date with this guy, you know, those pretend boyfriends where they're like, we're kind of dating, but we're not because I'm not going to commit to you. I had one of those dates, or it wasn't even a date, whatever it was. And I remember after that saying, okay, that is it. No more, no mas. I am not going to allow myself to invite anyone in anymore who doesn't want all of me. And all of me is kind of, you know, a wackadoodle Chiquita. You know, I got lots of emotions, lots of things. But for the person who is going to come into my life, he'll be able to handle that because he'll want the whole thing. And so I set that intention. I declared it to the universe. Lo and behold, while mixing that declaration with the cocktail of self-love and self-care, I met my soulmate, who I just married and I'm now on my honeymoon with. So that leads me to today's show, which is all about the L-O-V-E, love, love, love. And I can't wait to dive in. And I have the best, most perfect guest. Her name is Jennifer Castaneda, and she is a love expert. She's a dating coach. And she's also one of those coaches that I love so much that comes from true grit. You know, she comes from a story of food stamps, alcoholism, toxic relationships, and transform that life into a successful coaching business, public speaking, healthy, and creating healthy, loving relationships with others, and also helping women reconnect to themselves and their purpose. She is the co-creator of a program called Get Real, Get Love. And this helps women feel more confident and find their perfect love. And she's got a book coming out, and it's going to be a great show. So without further ado, Miss Jennifer, welcome to Shine On Radio. We're glad to have you.
Woohoo! Yeah, Kelly. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be with you, because you are a freaking powerhouse. I love your message. I love what you do. And I think this is so awesome to be here. Thank you for that introduction. It was awesome.
Absolutely, Jennifer. Well, much, much deserved. And today we're going to be talking a lot about that word, deserved. And I know my fellow sisters, and I was definitely one of them, just so much insecurity around love and so much accepting of crappy love because we don't understand our worth. So before we get into it, I ask the same question every top of the show. What in your life or what journey in your life led you to finding your shine or led you to find this true calling, which is to help women feel confident and find their love?
Thanks, Kelly. Well, much like you, when you were sharing your story about wanting to be with someone that accepted the full wackadoodle, full package, that's how I was, except I never accepted me and my package ever. So it was going to be really hard to find somebody, or challenging to find somebody who would, if I didn't do that for myself. But I didn't realize that was the case. I grew up an overachiever at school. You know, I grew up like always excelling at studies. And the moment I didn't excel anymore, I lost my identity. I lost who I was, who I was supposed to be, who people expected me to be. And that kind of guided me down the road of devaluing myself chip by chip by chip. And before you knew it, I didn't even know who I was. And as I went through that journey, and it sounds like it didn't take you that long, but it took me over a decade, you know, that I was in a shadow of who I really was, you know, and played small. And but since I had a great career and since I looked to society's norms like I had it together, it didn't seem that way. But in my heart and in my soul, I felt it. And instead of grasping for myself or grasping for Jen, I was grasping for any other guy that was out there. I was grasping for anybody else who would fill this hole for me that I felt You know, I'm not like not blaming my father or anything like that, because, you know, our parents do the best they can, but always looking for that to be filled, that abandonment, and always feeling like I was disconnected. And so that's what, like, it got to the point, because there's always going to be something that it just blows everything over, right? Like you can walk unconsciously for a while, but then something's going to happen where you're going to boom. And what happened to me is that on one of my alcoholic nights that I was, you know, acting crazy, trying to drive drunk, one of my best friends said, "You're not driving drunk tonight. You're not going out there." And I was like, don't get in my face. Don't mind your own business. And I pushed her and she fell and she broke her ankle. And she ended up in the emergency room. But do you think I knew that? No, because I still left. I left her on the floor and I walked away in the car and drove away drunk. The next day I went to her house with McDonald's because I'm thinking, oh, she's going to, you know, this is one of those things where I'm manipulative, do what I need to do, and then come the next day and apologize for what I do. And I went with McDonald's to ask for forgiveness, but this time she didn't. This time she didn't accept it. This was maybe the 10th, 20th time I could say that I did this to somebody, hurt them physically or mentally, emotionally. And mind you, I'm a nurse. Okay, at the time, I'm a registered nurse. And so this Jekyll and Hyde life. And she didn't forgive me that time. And she said, no, this is it. You need to, I don't know if it's your divorce, your daddy, what it is, but you need help. You're so angry. And that finally, that when I hit that rock bottom was when I said, okay, I'll get help. And I went to an anger management class. And that's how it started, Kelly. That's how I started that first anger management class, because before that, I didn't know anything about taking responsibility, confidence, self-value. I had no idea that I could take responsibility for my life or co-create or call the shots. Had no idea.
Wow. First of all, I totally amend your bravery and your honesty. That isn't easy to do. And I think we can all learn from Jennifer there, where, you know, sometimes we come from paths that aren't so pretty. There can sometimes be things that we tie to shame and guilt, but that usually, as painful as some of those memories are, can be a waste of time. So instead, we can change the perspective and say, that's where I came from. I have compassion and forgiveness for my old self because it taught me to where I am now. And that's what we hear from your story, Jennifer. So thank you for sharing that. When we get back, yeah, can we feel it? Can we feel how deep this show is getting? I can. We're going to, you know, be talking now about how we do this, how we understand confidence, own our stories, and heal some of the voids that we have within ourselves. All right. Back in just a few with Jennifer and Shine On Radio. See you in a second.
You see this guy. This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can't tell.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
1230 WBLQ.
I love that Brian always themes my shows with the perfect music with what we're talking about. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Kelly.
You rock. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, Shine On Radio today is all about love, and it's live from Paradise, Punta Cana, on my honeymoon with the amazing Jennifer Castaneda, who is a love expert. First and foremost, you can call in to this show and ask any questions your heart desires about love, and we love it. Or you could do the live feedback via Transformation Talk Radio. The number is 1-800-930-2819. We love, love, love your questions. And come on, everyone has love questions, and we love answering them. So let's go back in. Jennifer, tell us how we can connect with you before we start chatting about the love.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We're actually, let me give you my website. It's www.getrealgetlove.com. And that will introduce you to a 6-week program. Actually, no. You know what? Let me give you something even better. We have we give to your viewers a site that has all the dating tips, like the best, you know, dating tips. It has for even if you're in a relationship already, it gives you great relationship advice. It has videos. It has a 12-day. It's so great. That would be a great way. And it's that's www.datingclub.com. I'm going to get it for you, Kelly, because I don't have that right now with me, actually.
Don't worry about it. We'll make sure it's up. And everybody, if you follow me at shineonwithkelly.com and connect with my Facebook, when I post this, we'll have the link for it. But what's your website, just so they know?
Okay, they can come to, yes, they can come to www.avconnections.com, AVCONNEXIONS.com.
Got it. Awesome. And then when this show, when we have the recording, we'll put all that stuff up. So no worries. All right. So let's talk about that. I actually love that name, Get Real, Get Love, because, and let's focus on the first part about that, the get real. I remember for myself, I'm an actress. I was a performer since I came out of the womb. And when I was in my deepest insecurities, which was from the second I hit puberty to my early 20s. You know, I was in a very more heavy body, in a shape that wasn't authentic to me. I was acne ridden. I was pretty sick. But with that, I had all this deep-rooted insecurity, but I was an actor. So I put on this facade, this mask, that I was this really chill, hippie girl that, you know, didn't care and, you know, would flirt and didn't matter if you didn't like me or you did. And I remember the biggest one, trying to pretend I wasn't sensitive, trying to pretend I wasn't crazy, and trying to pretend I wasn't a jealous girl, because I thought that would give me a one up. And when I got real with myself, I'll never forget, with the man that I ended up marrying, right when we started dating, I was like, I'm doing this different. If I scare him away, so be it. Within our first month or two, I was just so real with him. I'm like, by the way, I'm like this, I'm like this, and I'm like this, and I gotta let you know. And he was like, all right. So let's talk about getting real. How do we take ownership of ourselves, even the parts where we're told maybe from society that we shouldn't be like that if we want to be in love?
Oh, such a great question. Oh my gosh. What I hear a lot from my clients, and what I did a lot at the beginning, was that the answer was outside of me. The reason I was, you know, not happy was because I had bad luck, and you can't control luck, right? And I can't control other people, how they act. So it was because he was a jerk. It was because he was a liar, or he was a cheater, or there aren't any good men out there, or, you know, all men are like this. It's my circumstances, where I work, because I work with all women. So I would say things like, there aren't any men around here. You know, I don't do things where there's good guys around. So I would always put it on, like, the answer to me was the outside circumstances. So that would be step one, like stopping that, like getting real and being like, I had to say to myself, Jen, what, you have like the worst luck? Like all the guys I dated, Kelly, from the moment I was in high school to my husband, like all of them, I'm not exaggerating, they all stepped out of the relationship and dated someone else while we were dating.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, I just have bad luck. And my friends would have reinforced that. My friends would say like, yeah, you're just dating jerks. Don't worry about it. You just got to find a good guy. And I never stopped to get real and say, no, what about me? Not that it's my fault, but what's going on in here that's attracting that is saying here, there's a, is there a sign on my head that says, you know? And so what happens sometimes, like you were saying, I'm not sensitive. So what we do is instead of we go to the opposite end where we're like, you know what? No one come near me because I'm tired of attracting this. So then women go to the opposite end and they think they're getting real. But what they're doing is just then avoiding being in touch with anybody. And because they don't want that to happen. So then they're like, no, I don't want to even be in touch with these guys. So that's not getting real either. So getting real is being able to put that boundary down and saying, how can I take ownership? How can I do this? What can I do differently? What am I needing? What am I really needing in my life that I'm expecting from someone else?
Mm. And so the grand question then is, how do we do that, right? Because we can talk all day long that we know, women know, and I think you're absolutely right. You know, if you get burned too many times, you get too many blows, I find, you know, whether you're a man or a woman, but in our experience, we're two women and women who work with women, we tend to withdraw or put up these big walls, which is then, you know, we suffer either way. We're either putting out an energy where we're inviting toxic relationships, or we put up a wall that nothing comes in, even the good. So what is our answer then? And we always come down to the idea of, okay, well, how can we cultivate confidence? How can we feel love within? And how can we welcome a person and put down our guard, be vulnerable, and trust that we got this, even if this person works out or doesn't? So how can we do that?
Beautiful. I love that. Okay, that is simple, but not easy.
Right.
And this is what, because it took so much work. It took energy for someone to put us down, for us to learn these things about ourselves. It took time. It took energy. So it's going to take time and energy to get to reconnect back to yourself, to know what the truth of you is. So one of the things I have my clients, and I did myself, was I had to write down, I had to actually do work. So I had to get a paper and pen and write down all the things that were great about me. All the things that I brought into relationship, who I am, because I was always waiting for a guy to come and sweep me off my feet, or I was waiting for him to prove me wrong of what I wanted. So I needed to get back to myself and see. So I wrote down a list, all the things, all the accomplishments, and have that up somewhere to start building up your confidence of what you've accomplished in the past. And because you're probably not aware of it, you're probably waking up on autopilot and not really even thinking how amazing you are. So, and because once you feel like how amazing you are, when someone comes and tries to treat you a different way, you're going to be like, oh, he has the wrong girl in mind. It's not me. He must be mistaken for someone else, instead of taking it personally. So that's number one. Make a list of how all the things you've accomplished in life, all the things that you bring to the table. The second thing is, what do you really desire? Getting in touch with, like, what do you really want? Like, what are you really looking for? Because if you have to investigate things. Like, there's a story that I don't know if you've heard of that story where the lady for the pot roast, the guy and his wife, they always had a pot roast, but they were always missing the two ends of the pot roast. They were always cut off. And
I didn't hear it.
And they were always cut off. And he said, honey, why is that cut off? Why do you always cut them off? And she goes, well, it makes it juicier. But as they thought about it, they're like, wait, that doesn't make sense. So she's like, well, my mom did it. So they call up the mom, why did you always cut off the two ends? And she's like, oh, well, it makes it juicier. But then again, it didn't make sense to her either. So she calls her mom. He says, mom, you know, which is her grandma. She's like, why did we cut off the two ends of the pot roast? She goes, oh, that's easy. Our pot wasn't big enough. That's why. So it was like, oh, so you're going on these beliefs, right? That you don't even know why they're there. Mm-hmm. And so asking yourself, what is it that you're really looking for in life? Is it really that you're looking for marriage? Is it you're looking to travel? You're looking to build your life goals? Somewhere along the line, you forgot about you. So writing, what are your three top desires that you want to accomplish? Whether or not there's a man in your life right now, whether or not you find a relationship, what would you like to feel or experience this year? And writing those down. That's the beginning of reconnecting with you.
You know, that's brilliant. And that little anecdote is like beyond. I love that topic because, you know, again, we have, as you said, wired beliefs that we don't even realize are embedded in us, and we don't necessarily know where they come from. Or even if we do, it doesn't mean we have to live our lives, our future, and our even our present moment with under those same guidelines. For example, let's say, you know, let's say that you didn't have the best relationship with your father. A lot of women did not. Luckily, I had a brilliant relationship with my father, but a lot of women didn't have that. And so they carry on this belief that they then have to find, or they look for, without even realizing the way they were treated from their father and their relationships now, because they thought, because that was their influence as a child. You know, that's what they were taught, how they should be treated. But how we rewire that is what we're working on. So when we get back, we're going to talk about rewiring. We're going to be talking about more about confidence and sharing some more techniques. Call in, do the live feedback. We'll be back in just a minute. See you then.
She's got your eyes. She's got my nose. Oh, and I get high just watching her grow. We always dream with her.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf, and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you.
faceless strangers, here I am again. Well, suddenly my eyes meet yours. Looks like I found a friend.
And we're back, Shine On Radio, live from Punta Cana. Just a funny couple of little side notes that I just want to tell you guys. I love when you're on vacation, and this is exactly what I've been doing. I don't know if it's island time, but I've changed my persona. Somehow all the Spanish I forgot middle school and high school and college has come back, and I'm speaking like Spanish fluently. Probably not correctly at all, but I'm just giggling at myself, so I thought maybe that would make you giggle. Secondly, since Shine On Movement is all about body image, if you friend me or check me out on Shine On Wellness or Kelly and All AHL on Facebook, feel free to friend me. I love to connect. I just put up a post because I had to thank some friends who gifted us this beach cabana for the day, which I'll be right after. And I'm in my bathing suit. Hell yeah. I'm a good old size 10, 12, depends on the day. And in the picture that my fiance took, I felt great in it. Amazing. And then, you know, in the picture is one of my legs, which are very thick. And it's like, there is the thigh and there is the cellulite. And I had a big win where I was like, you know what? I look great. Who cares? Who cares? And I really thought to myself, you know, there you always see the posts that are like, how to get rid of cellulite. And then I thought in my head, okay, so how do I get rid of cellulite? My answer is I own it. I accept it and I rock it out because it's beautiful, just like every other inch of me. So there's my little offering to you about body image today, which we will definitely tie into when it comes to love. Oh, I could talk miles about that. But first, Jennifer, that link that you wanted to give us for the dating tips, what is that?
Yes, I have it for you now. Datingtools.club. It's www.datingtools.club. And it has a quiz on it so you could see what's your dating style. It has a tool for anger, you know, so you don't really lash out at people. It helps you out with that to really get to the bottom of it. It has 12 days of love, which help you with the confidence and reconnecting with yourself. So it has a lot of goodies in it so you could find it could really help you out.
Perfect. So since we're on social media, and we'll tie back into mindset a bit, but I want to, because I think this is so part of mindset, and that is comparison. I've probably said this quote I've heard a million times on my shows before, but once I heard this, it hit me like a dagger. And that is comparison is the key to unhappiness. And when we're looking at social media, and that's why throughout my entire engagement year, I was very transparent about what I was really feeling, which was a very emotional journey. But I find that within my clientele, within what used to be myself, and sometimes still do in different aspects of my life, you can, or I did, but many can get swept away in what's going on, in what people put out in the world about what's going on in their life. And then we compare ourselves or feel immediately sad or jealous or upset, about what's going on in somebody else's life. For example, if they put up this happy-go-lucky post and they're so in love and you're single and feeling lonely, then that can make you upset or whatever. But we have to keep in mind two things. One, it's an outside source. You don't ever really know what's going on, but it shouldn't matter either way. Two, building your own foundation where those things do not sway you, where it isn't a validation of why you are single and they're not. And so this is also very much about mindset. So I guess my question for you, Jennifer, is how can we build a foundation that keeps us from being vulnerable to what we're seeing on social media if we are in a place of feeling yucky about being single or maybe yucky about a relationship that we're in or just plain and simple yucky about ourselves?
Great question, Kelly. I when you talk about that, the saying that comes to mind is when they say, stop comparing your behind the scenes with everyone else's highlight reel.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
right?
Right.
Not
right.
Everyone's going to show you. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a testament to it. I've been out. I remember having just argued to the death with my partner and then put a picture of how happy we were at the farmer's market. Okay. Like if these people knew that I just choked them, or not that I didn't choke them, but like, you know, that I wanted to kill him 2 minutes before, but I didn't put that picture. I didn't put how I felt insecure 2 minutes before, or how he, you know, was jealous, or how I felt a certain way and there was possession, there was manipulation. I didn't put that. I put us at the farmer's market, you know, with a smiles on our face. And that's so if I do that, and I'm, you know, I'm not trying to, anyone can do that. You know, so when you see that, though, like, let's say it's happening, what I would say is I think you agree with me on this, that we don't ever want to negate our feelings. We don't ever want to say, get over it, move on, just, you know, don't worry about it. Like that's not how it's going to work, because I promise you it will come back. Mm-hmm. It's a message for you. It's just a message. It's just a feedback that you're feeling this way. Like, okay, what does that mean? How am I feeling? What's going on with this? And really investigate, like, what is it about this person? What did I love from that picture? And then write it down. Like they, it seems like they're loving. It seems like they're trusting. It seems like they're having a good time in that picture. Write it down, because there is a part of you that is calling for that in your life, possibly. And instead of thinking, well, look at me, I don't have that, say, how can I create that for myself and in this moment? Or how can I create that with maybe not my partner, but maybe with my best friend? Because I'll tell you this, a lot of the times when someone is, let me rephrase that. When I've been looking for love or looking for something that I thought someone else had, I can bet that there was someone else wanting that from me and I wasn't giving it to them. Like if I wanted, I'm going to give you an example. Like I wanted attention from this person, or why is this person not calling me? Or why is this person not reaching out to me? If I really am honest about connection, I could see like maybe my father reaching out to me and me not calling him back, or my mom wanting to spend time with me, but me not making the time to spend with her. So where are you not giving that to yourself or to someone else? And since that there's that lack, you see that picture of that person and you feel the lack that you don't have. Does that make sense? So, So looking at it and saying, okay, how can I create that? This isn't true. Like, again, you don't know what happened 2 minutes before. What am I missing? How can I create that for myself? And the other thing is one of the other techniques that I want to share with you is standing up to how you feel, like letting it be okay how it is. Like I was just watching on social media about health image, actually. It was saying how women were writing this, right? Women were writing how women over 200 pounds shouldn't wear booty shorts, shouldn't wear skinny pants, shouldn't wear bikinis. And another woman saw this, and instead of her, you know, maybe, you know, just playing small and complaining about it or saying, look at this, because she was over 200 pounds. What she did is she put on a bikini, she put on skinny pants, and she took all these pictures with herself and saying, look, I love my body the way I am. I love myself the way I am. And people honored that. So, you know, that was beautiful. And these were women writing that about that. So what I'm trying to say was that when you see those things, like you have a choice to make. Am I going to step back and say, how am I the victim here? Or are you going to stand up and say, no, I can also create this. This is how it works for me in my life. So there's a choice there. And I want you to make that choice. It's like me, I was leaving the gym one day and the quick thought that came to my mind was, oh, I feel great. My shoulders look great, but my belly's still here. And I stopped myself and I said, oh, look, you're still worried about your belly. It's okay, Jen. It's okay to worry about your belly. And what if I was perfect anyway? And what if everything was perfect if I never walked one more day into the gym? So talking to myself and telling and acknowledging me that I am worried, but at the same time, I still love myself anyway.
Absolutely. Amen to that. And you know what? You're talking to the body image, you know, queen over here. And I am singing your praises right now, because when we get back, I'm going there because for years I blamed my body as the reason why love wasn't in my life. And it makes me want to cry because of how painful that is, that I could treat this amazing gift that I have known as my body that way, but also how far from the truth that was. When we get back, more with Jennifer and more about love. Talk to you in a second.
It's a trip I never wanted to make. Since I've been gone, it just hasn't been the same. And I'm afraid I finally learned how a heart can break.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Welcome back. Shine On Radio here. Kelly Ann All, my new name. Your host founder of Shine On Movement, which is an arts and wellness coaching services company who helps women celebrate who they are. Along with my practice, I have this awesome show, and we're at the tail end of it, which always makes me sad. But we're here with Jennifer Castaneda, who is a dating coach, a love expert. And at the break, before the break, we were talking about body image and body health, and how it correlates to worth and how and love, our relationship to love. And if you go to Head to Mind Body Green, if you want to read an article, I have a few articles I've gotten published up there. But one I wrote is called How I Finally Stopped Blaming My Body for Romantic Frustration. And you could read a bunch of my tips there. But the ultimate point of the article was the problem wasn't my body. The problem was how I felt about myself, period. And Brené Brown, who is this awesome writer, if you haven't read her books, like Daring Greatly, Rising Strong, highly recommend it. And she says, people who have a strong sense of love and belonging believe that they are worthy of love and belonging. And so my big belief after having such challenges with the shape I was in and blaming and putting so much hatred towards this, you know, beautiful body that I had as the reason that I wasn't getting attention or that I wasn't, you know, perceived as hot and just throwing so much crap, which then led to an even further tarnished relationship to food. What I found out was that, you know, that no matter your gender or your sexuality, the first step in finding love will always be knowing that you're worthy of it, that you're worthy of love. So, Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am.
What are your thoughts on mindset about worth and worthiness?
I love that. Because it goes hand in hand. Like if I neglect from doing my mindset work for a couple of days, I feel it. It's like people think like, oh, I've done so much work. I've been to the therapist. I've been through that. How come I still doubt myself? How come I still question my value? Or how come I didn't stand up for myself in this post? It's okay. I'm going to, you know, give you permission to stop that, because it's like a shower. You're going to need it every day, you know, and it's okay not to take some once in a while. Cause but eventually you're going to get dirty again and you're going to need it. So that mindset work of actually doing the journaling, of questioning your thoughts, and asking the right questions to yourself. Let me give you an example. Like people say, well, why didn't I get that job? Or why didn't I get that speaking engagement? Or why didn't that client, like that question will only lead you to making you feel like shit. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Brian.
That's not empowering. And if you walk around asking yourself that, your body doesn't even feel good about it. But if you ask yourself, what can I be more of, or how can I be, or what can I bring to the table to get that next client, or how can I connect even more and have and to myself? How can I, you know, be available for that next job? Or it's just a more empowering question. You're going to get an answer to it. So asking the right questions for yourself, to an empowering question versus a question that's going to bring you down, about your worth, and a continual thing. Like I've been doing this for years, right? I've been a coach for 3 years, but I've been doing my work for 5 years. And every day I have alarms set on my phone that say I'm enough. I have alarms on my phone that say, why is it so good that clients pay to work with you? Because I'm going to answer that, because I'm awesome, because I have something to teach, because I'm one step ahead of them and I want to help them. So I have those prompts on my mirrors. It says I'm enough, because I listened to Marissa Peer. I listened to positive podcasts and YouTubes, and I surround myself with positive people that give me ideas as well, because I can't do it alone. And like you were talking about Brené Brown earlier, like I love her. I love Brené Brown, and most of my clients already listen to her or read her books, and I instill those in my daily life all the time, and it picks up my worth. So when I get into that position where I start doubting myself, or I go for that bigger opportunity, because it's always going to be a bigger opportunity that's going to make you question your worth.
So today we're on live webinar, but what about next time when Oprah calls me, you know, and is like, you're going to go on live TV, like my worth will be questioned. And it's going to say, well, I did great. I would have to remind myself, no, I did great with Kelly, though. And look how many people we helped. And look how Kelly and me, we did such a great job sharing this message with people. I'm going to do great again. And so I'm going to have to come back to this because this was my stepping point for the next thing. So remembering all the things you accomplished to help you move forward. So it's all mind. It's all your mind.
I truly agree with that. Ladies, it's a choice. That theme comes up, I think, also in every one of my shows. That, and I have a lot of clientele who I love dearly, tough love, that are in resistance with the idea that there is a choice to love who they are, which isn't their fault. Again, it's what they have maybe in, it's been ingrained in them since little girls. But there's a choice. Is the choice hard? Sure, because it involves some delicious work, but it involves developing habits. But these habits, are you deserve them. And it's okay, I think, for women in particular, there's this weird thing about applauding ourselves for our accomplishments. And I can make assumptions about where that comes from, but I don't find that us women do it enough, that it is okay to be like, yeah, I was great. You're not seen as, it's not necessarily coming off like you're being conceited. Yeah, I rocked that out. I'm doing a good thing. Why is it so hard for us women to say that sometimes? Where did we learn that? And I know a lot of us did, but I think both of our missions are similar in the idea that we don't have to believe this anymore. We can love who we are, celebrate who we are, applaud who we are, and then also invite healthy love in who wants to hold our hand as we walk in this parallel journey in life. So, Jennifer, as we have our last few minutes here, I want, you know, for all who are listening right now, what would be your last words of wisdom, your last offering to them on their journey towards love within themselves or outward or within the relationship that they have now?
Okay. If I could go back to myself when I was hurting and in pain in my dark night of the soul where I was searching, you know, grasping for anything, I wish someone would have said to me, it's okay to get help. It's okay to hire a coach. It's okay to, you know, go to a therapist. It's okay to ask someone and stop reading 1,000 books and just ask someone who's a step ahead to help you. Because yes, while the answer is inside of you, I trust me, it is, you know, it really is, even though I'm saying hire, you know, get help, but that person can help you guide you to your back to yourself. And that's all you need. Just a little reminder of who you are.
And to piggyback off of that, as we close, it's the only person in the world that knows what's right for you is you. Getting help has somebody who's non-biased, have a pair of ears for you to hear what you already know and empower you. And that's coaching and that's therapy. So I agree with you. Jennifer, it's been amazing to have you on the show. Tell us your website one more time.
www.abconnections.com.
You rock. I'm sending you love. I'm sending everybody who's listening love. You can follow me at shineonwithkelly.com. I'll be posting this edited show tomorrow on all my social media platforms. I love you guys. Jennifer, I love you. Thank you.
I love you too. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, of course. You're amazing. Please get connected with both of us. We love, love, love meeting people. I mean, I'm sure you're annoyed by how many times I said the word love today, but you just can't get enough. Wishing everyone the best and reminding you that you are a star, that you all shine, and you really shine bright when you understand how to love who you are, and you're capable of it. It's a choice. I will talk to you next Monday. I'll be back in New York City, maybe a little bit sad because everything's over, but this show will cheer me up. I'll talk to you then. Have a great week. Bye now.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.